An interesting story here that has come out over the last couple of weeks here. If you are a college sports fan, the NCAA, there is a committee recommending that marijuana be dropped from the list of banned drugs for athletes. And we're going to talk more about that. Joining us on the other end of our line right now is the J-Man, Jerry Joyner, marijuana advocate, also host of Weed and Whiskey TV. J-Man, good morning. How are you?
Man, if I was doing any better, I'd need a twin brother.
Well, there you go. And I'm curious here. Weed and Whiskey TV, gonna be honest with you, I've never heard of it. Well, what is that?
You've heard of Netflix?
Netflix, okay.
Yeah,
Yep.
we're just like Netflix, only we don't have nearly as many subscribers. We're a streaming TV channel. We have
Gotcha.
original content, we have licensed content, and we weekly do a new show that drops on Fridays at 4:20 called Weed and Whiskey News.
All right. Well, there you go. Give us your take here. This committee again, looking to I like the headline here, looking to weed out marijuana from its banned drug list. What do you make of that recommendation?
Well, I'm a plain talker and a straight shooter. So here's my 2 grams on three reasons why they're reviewing this. They've determined that cannabis, marijuana, it's not a performance-enhancing drug, okay? That's reason number one. Number two, recent Pew Research survey said 88% of Americans support legal cannabis now. And the third reason is the biggest reason, money, money, money.
Yeah, the money. That's the biggest reason for a lot of decisions that are made here in the NCAA. Now, what do you know here in terms of punishments or what have you for college athletes these days, and anyone who uses marijuana? Are they as stiff as they've always been? Have they lightened up at all? What do you know about that?
There's been a little tweaking to the amount of milliliters of THC that's acceptable on the drug testing panel. And this committee that's been formed is reviewing this. Like I said, their reasoning they're saying is it's not performance enhancing. But the NCAA has been limiting caffeine use before competitions. They have a program with alcohol for the athletes that prohibits use 48 hours before a game, 24 hours before practice. So I think they'll do the same thing with cannabis. You know, there's so many people, cannabis is so readily available to people in today's time
Right.
that they know that this is going to be something that's going to be in our in the youth of America in the future. So they've got to find a way to allow that both for the medicinal reasons and the recreational reasons. But I think they'll regulate it.
Yeah, and that's a great point you bring up, especially because here in Lansing, there are you got a lot of cannabis places that are set up. I that not saying that's a negative thing, but regardless of how you feel about it, they're out there, and not just here in our neck of the woods, but across the country. We're talking with Jerry Joyner, the J-Man, on this. Go ahead, J-Man. I'm sorry.
The student athletes, they're going to follow the pro athletes' example, right? They look up to these people. And so many professional athletes, especially the retired ones now, are talking about their cannabis regimen for their well-being and their health more than, hey, let's smoke a bong and get high. No, they're saying, hey, man, I use a topical, I use a tincture to help me with my pain.
Right.
Okay, Major League Baseball, they took $30 million from a CBD brand for a 3-year deal, including a $6 million stock play. NBA allows players now to invest in cannabis businesses and promote those. So it's only likely that the students are going to be student athletes are going to see this, and they're going to want to do the same thing that the pros are doing.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. You know how this compares to the pros. You know, you mentioned Major League Baseball, the NBA. Yeah. So you foresee this happening, right? That kind of college sports, the NCAA sports, that they kind of line up with the pros in regards to marijuana policies, if you will? Do you see that happening, or will there still be differences?
That along with the national trend of the acceptance of cannabis, used in moderation, used in the right way, more and more Americans have said, hey, let's allow this to happen. And for me, I've been using cannabis for 50 years. I run several successful businesses besides Weed and Whiskey TV, and I had a tooth extracted, and they gave me hydrocodone. I couldn't work for 2 days. Mm. So would I rather take a pharmaceutical and not work for 2 days, or smoke a couple of joints and be able to function properly? Everybody's endocannabinoid system works differently, and I think if they dial this in for these kids and use it for the medical reasons first, because there's so many studies, you can't refute the medical studies that are saying that cannabis helps with so many ailments now.
Absolutely. And the NCAA expected to make a final decision on this matter here, possibly as early as this fall. Have you heard of any pushback against taking marijuana away from the banned drug list? I mean, are there any critics of that potential move, or is everyone pretty much on board?
You know, there's always critics, and it shows. A study showed it. Age 75 and older are less likely to accept cannabis. But you have to look at corporate America. Amazon no longer has drug testing for cannabis for non-regulated positions. In other words, if you're a delivery driver, you're an airplane pilot, a railroad engineer, well, you ought to be tested for everything, right? Because you've got a lot of things at risk. But so many people are using cannabis, especially with the legalities of these things changing. There's a congressional representative from Oregon that has said he thinks this NCAA thing will help the feds decide to deschedule cannabis. So we'll be interested to see what happens in the next couple of years.
Yeah, it absolutely will. What some of the benefits that maybe ramifications are, we will find out. Jerry Joyner, he's the J-Man. He's a marijuana advocate, host of Weed and Whiskey TV, talking about this recommendation in the NCAA, a committee looking to drop marijuana from the banned drug list for athletes. A hot topic here, especially over the last couple of weeks, and we'll see what the NCAA does down the road in terms of a final ruling on that. J-Man, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jimmy. I'll call me anytime.